My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Speaking about exciting years, what about UCF? They opened up with a big win last week over New Hampshire. But then obviously things will start getting tougher. Trip to Florida coming up, plus the Big 12 schedule. Brandon Helwig has covered UCF for longer than anybody. So he knows the landscape. He certainly, I know he's optimistic after this first game and heading up the next couple of games, and he's kind enough to join us. Brandon, thanks so much for taking the time, and it's always good to get off to that 1-0 start, and certainly the coaching staff and the players found out a lot about what they need to work on and what is perfect going into next week.
Yeah, I think if coaches had it their way, you would start off with a game like this. UCF played New Hampshire, a member of FCS. It, you know, in this day and age, and so many new players every year, you know, transfer portal guys playing with a brand new team, learning new coaches, new schemes. It's kind of important to get a warm up game. I'm sure up the road in Gainesville, Billy Napier probably wish he had a different season opener than Miami. So it was one of those games that if you look at it on paper, you look at it, UCF won 57-3. You think everything looks good, and it was a great game defensively. UCF brought in Ted Roof. Special teams looked great. UCF's running backs is going to be a strength. They were awesome. But the one question that everyone kind of has of this game is KJ Jefferson, the former Arkansas QB, came in as a transfer. He was a bit shaky in his UCF debut. He was off the mark on quite a few of his early passes, just did not look good. He did play a little bit better in the second half, but that's really the biggest question everyone will have going forward is how good will KJ Jefferson be in this offense?
Yeah, no doubt. And they ran a lot. They ran for what, 300 yards. RJ Harvey, who's one of the top guys from last year, had a really, really big game.
UCF ran for 454 yards. It was performances that UCF has ever had. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. No. So they were over 600 yards of offense. But you got a guy like RJ Harvey, who everybody expected a lot from. I mean, he had over 140 yards rushing in just the first half. So here's a guy too that you're going to count on. What about defensively? I mean, because now, okay, this week is you know not going to be a barn burner with Sam Houston, but then the following week, watch out because you got TCU, you got Colorado, you got right. Florida, you got Cincinnati. The gauntlet begins. So in a lot of ways, Brandon, this week is really, really important.
Yeah, I mean, I think you look on defense, and that was the one area where when Gus Malzahn went into the offseason, where does this team really need to improve? And it's on defense. That's why he looked at Ted Roof, veteran defensive coordinator. Gus actually worked with him in 2010 or the late 2000s, including the 2010 season at Auburn when they won the national championship with Cam Newton. Gus was offensive coordinator of that team, and Ted Roof was defensive coordinator. So brought him in They got a completely new scheme, and they needed to get better talent. I mean, there was some injury issues last year, and there were some really weaknesses. Like a linebacker was a significant weakness last year, so they went into the transfer portal, and we saw it. I mean, there were guys that have played, 4 years at other schools who were coming in and making a major impact. Probably the biggest one the other night was Deshaun Pace, who had played at Cincinnati the past 4 years. He was one of their main guys in their playoff team in 2021. He starts at linebacker. He led the team in tackles. He nearly had a pick six. He intercepted a ball, I think, or turned it to the 2-yard line. So he made a major impact. He brought in another linebacker, Ethan Barr. He was a team captain at Vanderbilt the last few years. He is team captain again this year. So they brought in a lot of talent on that side of the ball. And I know it's only New Hampshire, but I think that's the one area where I think UCF, but we'll probably see the most improvement will be on defense.
Yeah, well, and that's a good thing, too. And obviously, you see a game like the opener and then even this week, and you say, you know what, we got to find out. Because it's like, because of all the transfers, I mean, it takes a while. People could look in spring and look in summer and make, say, okay, they look great. But until you've faced somebody, you don't really know the chemistry. You don't know how, because most of these guys now, and I'm sure you'll agree, that come in the portal were all pretty decent at their other schools. So they come to another school and they're not the guy. They're one of the guys. They're not the guy, and that to me, I think it takes a game or two to kind of understand. And you could preach that all you want during the spring and the summer, but until you play another opponent, and as you mentioned, you look at a Jefferson and you look at some of these guys, as you mentioned, a Deshaun Pace and some of these players like that, they're new. They're new to the program. They're new to, to game day. And certainly they're getting a baptism in a game like last week. And another thing, too, a thing that, we talk about all the time is recruiting. And in the past, UCF opens up against a New Hampshire and, there's a few kids here and there, but they're a Power Four team now. They're Big 12. They should get the same thing that Miami and Florida and Florida State get. How was that showing? Because you had played on a different day. So it wasn't like they were going to go to, I can't go because I'm going to this game. Talk about that, because I think that's what has changed most at UCF over the last 2 years is who they're recruiting.
Yeah, and they've had a really good summer as far as recruiting goes. I don't have it in front of me, but I know they've been a top 20 team according to Rivals with the team ranking this year. They had a big late flip. No one really saw it coming. Javon Boggs, one of the top, forget where he's ranked, number 60 overall or something, 4-star receiver from Cocoa High School here on the Space Coast. He had been, he was a top target throughout the summer. He had visited, but he had committed to Missouri back in July, I think it was. And a couple of weeks back, all of a sudden, he just announced, "Hey, I'm changing my commitment to UCF." No one knew it was coming. I know UCF felt pretty confident in him during the early summer before he went to Missouri. But they've been recruiting really well. When you play on a Thursday night, it's always kind of tough to make that a big recruiting event, just because it's a school night and it's hard to get guys to come in for other than just the local guys that are 20 minutes away.
But
UCF hosts. You mentioned a few minutes ago, UCF hosts Colorado on Saturday, September 28th. And we don't know the game time yet for that. There's some buzz. It could be a night game, which obviously, we're on Florida. We hope for night games. We don't want noon games, especially in September. But that's
going to be
a huge game. Deion Sanders prime coming back to Florida. That will be a recruiting event.
Yeah, no doubt. Brandon, you take a look at, as we were just saying, you take a look at some of the recruits and, as you mentioned, here's Javon Boggs, who originally was with Ohio State. Then he kind of decommitted, and then Missouri. So you're talking about Big Ten, SEC, and now he comes into the Big 12. But you also got another kid from the South Florida area, Nayshon Montgomery, who a lot of people think very highly of. A kid that, not Nayshon, I'm sorry, that was committed to Miami, wide receiver kid. Wayden Charles.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I was thinking of two people. Wayden Charles. And this kid's a high-level kid. That shows, on top of what they had coming back and obviously a big 2025 recruit from right down the road in Osceola and Tavion Swint, the running back, arguably one of the best, you know, in the state for that class. I mean, everybody sees it now. All you have to do is win, and that's the key. Whether you're at Miami, Florida, Florida State, and USF or UCF, the key is winning. And if you win, you're going to get all these kids because everybody wants to play, and everybody wants to play on TV and be a winner. Talk about that.
Yeah, and this is one of the, you know, Gus Malzahn says it all the time. I mean, all the pieces are in place. You mentioned it, UCF's a Power 4 program now. They've got a great schedule as part of the Big 12. They just got to win. And I think they have an opportunity this year. Like I said, KJ Jefferson's got to play a lot better than he did on Thursday night.
Yeah.
But just looking at the schedule ahead, you know, TCU, they open on Friday at Stanford. They pulled that out late. I know that'll be a tough one on the road. Colorado, it's one of those things. We're not really sure what we're getting with Colorado. They got some great individual talent, as we know, with Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter, and some guys.
Sure.
But they've got some defense. We don't know how good they are as a team. So that's going to be a really big stretch. If they can, you know, if they can start off Big 12 play at 2-0, I think they really got a chance to do something this year. But yeah, they got to win. And I mean, this college football playoff, I mean, it's just, it's going to inject a whole new level of excitement into the season. Because, you know, for most of these teams, by the time we get to November, if you've lost a couple games in conference already, the season's over. But there's going to be new opportunities for teams. And I think for UCF, I mean, we'll see where it stands, but I think they would love to go into November, at least being on that radar to get to the Big 12 championship.
No doubt. Brandon, let everybody know how they can follow your social media, your website.
Yeah, I've been a longtime publisher, as you noted in your opening statement. I've been covering UCF for over 25 years. My website is ucfsports.com, and I'm on Twitter at UCFSports.
Good stuff. Brandon, I can't thank you enough. We'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks, see how things are going, maybe right in the middle of the Big 12 season. And best of luck with this team, because I think they got talent and well-coached.
All right, man. Thank you.
Good stuff. Brandon Helwig from UCFSports.com. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com. That's UHealthSportsMedicine.com. When we come back, we talk University of Miami Hurricanes from pregame host for the Hurricanes right here on 560 WQAM. Brian Monroe is next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.